This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress gets to work this week, amending and otherwise sculpting, if not chiseling, the spending plans for the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. Federal education and health care budgets face significant cuts, Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
You might think the GOP-controlled committee is responsible for these proposed cuts, but it's really the fault of the Budget Control Act, a.k.a. the sequester, which requires Congress not increase the deficit.
There is no good way to allocate this.
David Reich is with the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. The VA scandal means veterans' medical care will get more money.
There's a pretty strong consensus that there is a need for a several billion-dollar increase.
And that means less for everyone else. The size of this federal honeypot is fixed. The cuts would hit school improvement grants, literacy programs, magnet schools, teen pregnancy reduction programs. But Joel Packer from the Rabin Group says the deficit has shrunk already, which might mean both Democrats and Republicans could raise the budget caps.
Something has to happen by midnight September 30th of this year, or the whole federal government shuts down.
Another potential shutdown. But don't worry too much about this bill becoming law. It also blocks all Obamacare funding, so the chance it will be signed by the president, zilch. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.